This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's not winter yet, but it is on the way, and some have already experienced temperatures dipping into the 20s. I was on a recent motorcycle trip, and 50 is a bit cool. Other friends were going this week where highs are in the low 40s. Tomatoes and peppers have already been covered or lost. We've traded out the summer annuals for mums, brought the tropicals inside or bid them adieu into the compost pile, and are working on getting those spring bulbs in the ground before our fingers freeze. There's also digging out bulbs such as cannas and dahlias, which I talked about last week. That's got to happen before the ground freezes. We've had frosts, but what's a hard frost? Technically speaking, that's when our temperature dips to at least 28 degrees for at least 4 consecutive hours, or if we hit 24 degrees. Some hardy annual plants can handle a light frost. Mums are a perfect example, but a hard freeze will generally kill them off. For those of us in zones 3 and 4, some may have already entered frost territory. As for when the ground itself freezes, that's usually early December, but with changing weather patterns, check with your local county extension or soil and water conservation district. For most, lawn mowing is over, but you can sure mow over those fallen leaves and leave them on the ground. So long as they're chopped up well, they'll break down and go into the soil, providing a bit of nitrogen. Plus, it keeps you from raking. You can also bag the mowed leaves and put them in your compost pile or layer them on your garden beds. Go to gardenbite.com, find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.